This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to a trio sonata by J.S. Bach. Now, trio sonata is kind of a misleading name. You'd think trio, probably three people playing. Nope, actually there are four. But two of them are actually treated as one entity. It's called the continuo. We talked a little bit about this in the Telemann Partita episode in March, but the idea is that the composer writes out a bass line and then writes out a set of chords without writing all the notes out. And so the continuo is one instrument to play the bass line, in this case a cello, and one instrument to flesh out those chords. Here it's a harpsichord, but they're thought of as one part. It's like the rhythm section of a rock band. And then you have two higher instruments. Here it's the oboe and the flute. Those, I guess, would be the lead singer and the lead guitarist, if we're going with the rock band analogy. So trio sonata, but there are four instruments, I know. It's a little confusing. Now, trio sonatas were hugely popular in the Baroque era, and there are a ton out there from the leading composers of the day, but not from Bach. He only wrote relatively few of them, and even more confusing, some of them are just for one or two instruments, which is really starting to stretch the definition of trio sonata. This is one of his few actual standard trio sonatas, and he wrote it for a venue that actually sounds pretty familiar even nowadays, a coffee house. Coffee started in Ethiopia, but thanks to the Ottoman Empire and a lot of intercultural trade, coffee houses started showing up in Europe around the 1600s, and they were a huge hit. They spread quickly around the continent, and like today, they were sociable places where people could sit and chat or even catch a gig. In Leipzig, the biggest coffee house was a place called Café Zimmermann. It was one of the cultural hotspots of the city, and it featured music from a group of college students who played regular gigs there. Bach was hired as the director of the group in 1729, and a lot of his chamber pieces were written to be played at the café. He even wrote a whole cantata about coffee called his Coffee Cantata, which is actually pretty funny. It's all about a girl who's obsessed and possibly addicted to coffee, and then it features her put-upon father who's trying to find her a suitor and all those things. Now, as a side note, women weren't actually normally allowed into Zimmermann's coffee house, but they were allowed to watch the concerts. I guess that was kind of nice of them. Now, the setup for the music is four movements: slow, fast, slow, fast. And you'll notice throughout the piece that there aren't a lot of fireworks. This was written for a group of college kids, and Bach also wanted it to be accessible to a wider range of musicians, so there's nothing terribly complicated. But it does showcase Bach's melodic writing. There are a lot of beautiful tunes on display. Here's Paula Robeson, Stephen Taylor, John Gibbons, and Andreas Brantelid. From a concert recorded at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, Bach's Trio Sonata in G Major.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to make a confession right here. Sometimes I get lost in Bach. He just has all of these lines going all over the place all the time, and you're just not quite sure where to go with them. So I like pieces like this trio sonata that showcase a bit more lyrical quality to it. Maybe it's a little easier, but it's also easier to grasp for the listener, which I certainly appreciate. Thanks to Paula Robeson, Stephen Taylor, John Gibbons, Andreas Brantelid, and the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum for putting that up online. You can hear a lot more from the museum's concert series at gardnermuseum.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. It would help out a lot. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're going to start a two-part look at one of Beethoven's early string quartets, his sixth string quartet. I'll see you then.